now that the season is over, I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but your thoughts on the way it ended up? You guys didn't get to where you wanted to go, but still you won more games than ever before.
Yeah, we did. That was a great thing. And I think we took a step in the right direction, you know, as a football team. Things didn't turn out, you know, the way we wanted them to in the end. But I think we're, you know, building a very solid foundation, you know, as an organization, as a team. So hopefully we could just keep heading in the right direction.
Andre, you've been to a lot of Pro Bowls. What does it say about the team now that they have 9 Pro Bowlers here? It's obviously a lot more than has ever been here with you.
Yes, I mean, it's a lot of fun, just to have this many teammates here. Normally when I've came over, most of the time it's just been me by myself. So it's great, man. It's a lot of fun to have all these guys over here. You know, we've been hanging out a lot, having fun, so it's been a good time.
Yeah, this is your 6th Pro Bowl you've been selected to, but what's so special about this game that makes it like it doesn't get old for you?
I think just, you know, being around great players. When you're, you know, chosen for something like this, it's the best of the best, so it's always on.
Andre, Matt's taking a lot of heat. I was asking the offensive lineman about this. Your thoughts on his performance this year, and if the heat is too much, or is it just part of the territory as being a quarterback? What are your thoughts?
I think it's just part of the territory. When things go bad, you know, you're going to be criticized. And I think just as a team, I think we came out the gate on fire. And at the time we needed to play our best football, we played our worst. And who can you criticize? You know, the quarterback and the coaches are going to take the blunt of it. So I think that's pretty much what it is. You know, we played our worst. You know, we played, you know, bad football at the wrong time of the season. And somebody has to take the blame of it. So, of course, the quarterback and the coaches are going to take most of it.
What's next for you this offseason? How will you handle it personally? Do you change anything? I know you've adjusted some of your training as you get a little older.
Yeah, I will do some things a little different. I won't train as much as I used to. You know, that's the big thing for me this offseason is just trying to, doing some of the same things, but just not as much. You know, I think, you know, the older you get, you have to kind of, you know, lay off of it a little bit. Maybe you're kind of overworking yourself. But I still do some of the same things. And hopefully everything will be feeling well when camp comes around and we can get back at it.
Did it bother you before the season that people were saying you were old and maybe you didn't have as much skill as you used to?
Yeah, you really don't worry about what people say, but, you know, when you know what you can do, you know, as a player, you keep it in the back of your mind, you know, when people doubt you. So I knew that I can still go out and put up big numbers and play well as a player, and that's why I'm here.
How good did you feel physically throughout the season? How good do you feel right now?
I feel good, man. I think as time went along and, you know, I got over all the injuries and everything, my body just felt great. And, you know, as the season went along, it showed. You know, my play started to get better and better as the season went along. So hopefully I could just keep feeling good.
Andre, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Well, one more thing, Andre. You have anything you want to say to Texans fans who are watching?
Just appreciate you guys' support. You're best fans in the NFL, and can't wait till next season.